Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Show 230. I'm Chris.
I'm Aaron. Yes, I do. Yes, I did.
What?
Getting high.
Oh,
yeah. I was answering Talalay's question again. So, the fury, the frenzy, the rigmarole, everything's the election.
Yeah. You know,
so much so that election. I honestly keep forgetting that I'm going to get to vote on legal weed next week.
I get to vote on it before I leave because I'm going to be out of town.
You're going to do your absentee ballot?
Yes, right here.
I don't trust the absentee ballot.
No, it's straight up. I'll show you right now.
No, I know.
It's the same thing you're going to be given
right
when you go into the booth when you vote.
But it's also like the ones most frequently challenged, isn't it? Okay, but that has the
proposal 18-1 here in the state of Michigan. Listen, Michigan. All right.
Are you going to vote on air?
Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah, you got your pen? Can you do it? Do you need a number two pencil?
No.
That looks like a Scantron.
You just mark the circle. But anyways, Michigan, you know, we're a Midwestern state, right? What's the Midwest got a rep? You know, we're all ignorant idiots, fat, stupid, not educated.
Sure.
But we have a chance here in Michigan.
Representatives of America.
Yes. America. Well, we have a chance here in Michigan. I mean, there's going to have to be a Midwest domino for weed, right? There's going to be that first Midwest domino is going to have to fall. We have the opportunity in Michigan.
We're going to be the one.
We could be the California of the Midwest, everybody.
Feel it.
Michigan. So, proposal 18-1, a proposal initiated law. No, I'm sorry. A proposed initiated law to authorize and legalize possession, use, and cultivation. Of marijuana products by individuals who are at least 21 years of age and older, and commercial sales of marijuana through state licensed retailers. This proposal would allow individuals 21 and older to purchase, possess, and use marijuana and marijuana infused edibles and grow up to 12 marijuana plants for personal consumption. Impose a 10-ounce limit for marijuana kept at residences and require amounts over 2.5 ounces be secured in locked containers.
That's weak, but I'll allow it.
Yeah. Create a state licensing system for marijuana businesses and allow municipalities to ban or restrict them. So we get the Colorado rule in there. Like, you don't have to sell trees if you don't want to.
Right. You can, your local government can shut it down.
Permit
and also dictate where, like how far away from schools and shit like that.
Yeah. Permit retail sales of marijuana and edibles subject to a 10% tax dedicated to implementation costs, clinical trials, schools, roads, and municipalities where marijuana businesses are located.
On top of the 6%, I wonder? Or is it just straight 10%?
Change several current violations.
It was like 25 to 30 in other places you've been, right?
Yeah.
That's still California. Half of California.
And now here you go. Change several current violations from crimes to civil infractions.
Yes. Yeah. Well, a reclassification of those penalties, right? But there's no language in there about resentencing or however they would do it for people who have already been convicted of crimes.
Yeah, they're going to roll like Washington, where they changed a whole bunch of convictions. Should this proposal be adopted? Well, I'm just going to right here while we're recording.
Right. The Weedsman Podcast does not condone voting while high.
But it might happen.
Yes.
Yes.
He votes yes.
I have circled yes. So I voted no.
I was holding my breath.
He votes no.
Not good enough. Rips up the ballot on air.
Yeah. He votes no. Show's over. There you go.
Well, that's it.
I'm voting on any of the rest of this crap.
I think
someone else pick the governor and my state senator. Let's turn that in.
right. I didn't even read the rest of it. Man, you know, there's been a shit ton of stories lately about, because everyone thinks that young people are motivated to vote.
No, really.
And there's a lot.
Can you do it on your cell phone?
There's been a lot of debunking of that.
By who?
Oh,
Fox News.
All over the place. Well, yeah, I mean, it is kind of a more conservative angle. They want to show you that, like, they think kids are going to be part of this blue wave. Not so much. Not unless you can vote with a Pokeball.
Yeah, no, right? Can I vote while using Tinder?
Hillary Clinton's going to appear in a field somewhere in Nebraska. And you have to go and, like, throw your Pokeball at her to elect her.
Oh, God. How far away is that, you think? 3-4 election cycles? But yeah, too. And you figured this midterm, it's only on 2 states, Michigan and North Dakota.
Yeah.
New York should have tossed it in there, quite honestly. You want a fighting shot at a blue wave? Toss some legalization in New York. That'd help a little bit.
Well, I mean, New York just recently got their heads around decriminalization, and even with a lot of pushback.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have a lousy medical program. They have a young program that is very restrictive and isn't worth it. But Michigan, I don't know, Michigan's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. We've lived in Michigan our whole lives, and nobody really talks about Michigan outside of Detroit, right? Everything's about Detroit. And, you know, I was reading this article today about, what was it? This was from Bazinga. A leading Michigan cannabis CEO.
Bazinga, like the, what Sheldon Cooper says?
I guess Bazinga. Did he say Bazinga? Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Not Bazingo?
He says Bazinga.
Bazinga. Doesn't that mean boobs? I thought it meant, I don't know.
Those are bazongas.
Bazongas. Uh-huh. Oh, right. God damn it. A leading Michigan cannabis CEO on legalization's multi-billion dollar opportunity is the name of the article. But it talks about Michigan is the 10th largest state in the U.S. by population. And let's see. 700 to 800 million dollar market in medical marijuana alone. So predicting a $1 to $2 billion market if this passes and we get full legalization.
Well, this is it. If you can hear our voice in Michigan, this is it. This is the last show for the election.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So we'll have a few days yet before this. Get out and vote.
So the show after this, we're going to know.
I mean,
so
regardless of where you live in the U.S., get out and vote.
You want us to be happy next show, everybody? All right. You want to hear us bummed out next week, like son of a bitch.
It's gonna be like Trump all over again if this goes down.
I know, right?
Like, what? But the polls.
Yeah.
The polls, though.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with everybody? Turns out old people just showed up just to vote this down.
Yeah. But there is stuff in this article, too, that I didn't even know that weren't even really directly weed-related. I mean, something that they're factoring into this market is also the tourism.
Yeah. No, I mean, I went to Colorado in, what was it, 2013, 2014 on vacation? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
People going to be doing that?
Well, I mean, it's funny they say Colorado because of the stat they have in here. In 2016, 120 people visited Michigan, notably higher than Colorado's 82 million. More people are coming to Michigan.
Anyway.
For tourism, for the fucking lakes. The fucking elk, the whatever. And I don't know. They come here, canoe, fly fish. They do all that shit.
Now you're in the trees.
Right. And then they can also, you know, take a tour of urban blight.
Yeah.
And press their noses up against it.
They can go see all the ruined porn.
How do you
Detroit?
Live next to a burnt out building?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It just happens.
Very carefully.
You know, roll them up. Colorado has a $1.5 billion cannabis industry. 60% of that is driven by tourists. So if all Michigan's tourists on top of 10 million people are already living here, that's a huge market.
So yeah, it could make, it's another reason for people to come here.
Right. I mean, he's talking about potentially more than 10 times the amount of people that are purchasing it are tourists, not even residents. And that makes a big, well, I mean, it makes a huge difference in the way that we talked about it in Vegas, right? A lot of places are struggling now with prices. Well, I mean, they're, if they're not struggling with prices, they're struggling on getting their hands on it. Like, we've heard prices are dropping all over the place, like especially in Oregon, where they are massively oversupplied. And then Canada doesn't have enough supply.
Yeah.
Both of these are because of the black market. If they didn't have the black market to contend with, they wouldn't have this issue. Oregon's over-predicting its market
one
because
day of
the
in the world
number
just
of
call
pot
it a
smokers.
Market.
But I mean, like, right. But who in Oregon didn't already have a dealer? Like, it's nice that it's legal.
Fucking hipsters.
But did anyone in Oregon have a hard time getting a hold of it anyway?
I know, right?
That's what you're dealing with. And that's what, I think that's part of, well, Canada, I think, is dealing with being too quick to roll it out to, you know, other places. We've criticized that they slow rolled it, but at least they get their infrastructure in place. Canada was like, no, we want this legal. We'll figure it out on the back end. But you don't have the illegal market to contend with in Michigan if you're a tourist. Trust me, trying to buy drugs when you're a tourist sucks.
Yeah.
You get ripped off
Did
most
that in
times.
California 15 years ago.
Tried that in Cancun, got a headache.
Yeah. And your butt hurt the next morning?
Oh, what? I was.
What's happened in my experience?
Oh. No, I'm pretty sure I stayed conscious. But I had to ride around the block a few times in a weird cab.
But, too, I mean, so Michigan falls right. That means Illinois, Ohio are going to have to, because Illinois's got Chicago in it. Ohio's always been kind of, Ohio's always secretly liked weed anyway. The only time I've ever gotten busted was in Ohio. In Ohio, you have less than an ounce. It's just a traffic ticket for like $200.
Oh, it's
or less than 3 ounces in Ohio.
They're essentially decriminalized.
And at some point, Wisconsin joins the party because it's going to be filtering in through the UP. I guess that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing you're going to have to think about too. Is the lakes. Shit's going to be.
I didn't even think about that. How easily that's going to spread out.
Yeah. Oh God, the Coast Guard and the DNR are going to be ridiculous on the water now.
And again, like, not necessarily coming directly from the legal market, because from what I hear about most people that are operating in Colorado and California and all this, these guys are trying their best to do everything by the book. And they're not going to risk, you know, selling off some of their product to the black market. That would interrupt their steady paycheck of selling weed legally. But still, some of that is going to find its way out. People will find a way to cheat the system. But on top of that, even if the legal market is soaking up some of the regulars, that shit can easily be just trucked across the lake into a neighboring state or even down into Ohio. So, yeah, a lot of that illegal market is just going to seep out into the surrounding states.
Plus, we border Canada. Both peninsulas border Canada.
Well, I mean, we border Canada on the UP, but on the LP, we share bodies of water. I mean, we don't actually, there's no connected land masses between the two of us. But still, a very heavily trafficked border right there.
Yeah. Shit's about to get crazy in Michigan.
A bridge.
I think is kind of what we're getting at.
A tunnel. And they're building another bridge.
What we're saying is we're going to see the rise of weed mafia, and we're going to start it.
No, this is it's actually quite the opposite.
Well, we're going to smoke that celery.
You know, speaking of the Canadian border, they have receptacles at the airports that allow people to safely dispose of any cannabis that they might still have on them if they are flying out of the country. So this isn't like Toronto's airport. So they have what? So
get to the airport, still got your stash on you. Oh, I'll just put it in this box.
Yeah, you can dump it without, I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't just throw it in any old trash can, but if you wanted to, maybe it's it's just a way to conveniently say, hey, by the way, if you're flying, it's you can't bring this shit on the plane with you.
Meanwhile, one of the most coveted jobs in Canada is the person who empties these receptacles.
Right. I don't even know if this is just for flying out of the country. It might just be if you're flying in Canada, you may not be able to have it on the plane with you.
Why not? Yeah, duty free. You can do that shit, right? Are you going to be able to do that if between Michigan and Canada? Hey, duty free. Buying this cannabis. Well,
if we actually get
at the airport,
get it reclassified federally, then yes. In the meantime, you still have to deal with the federal government. In Toronto airport, so they have their special receptacle for where people can dispose of their cannabis with a sign over it says, taking cannabis or any product containing cannabis across Canada's international borders, including the U.S., is illegal. Dispose of your cannabis here before proceeding. So it is specifically international flights. And that very official sign in, of course, English and French is above what looks like a square trash can with a liner in it. Right? It's just open. It doesn't even have one of those flip lids or something that opens up. It's not covered in any way.
Once something goes in, it doesn't come out. What, like I can't reach in and pick it back up?
Says who?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, why wouldn't you just say, hey, somebody...
It doesn't look enclosed.
It doesn't say anything official like, hey, this is hazardous material or anything, or there's no cameras on it. There's no guard standing by there.
It's like razor blades at the bottom.
I mean, I don't think I would like stick my head in and root around in it, but I might just kind of snatch something up a little. If I wasn't flying internationally, they should be redistributing it, right? They're a socialist country. What about the people that are flying domestic that just want to get high for their flight?
Well, maybe, because it says taking cannabis or any product containing cannabis across Canada's international borders, right, including to the USA, is illegal.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about traveling with it domestically. It
doesn't say, hey, if you're going from Toronto to Winnipeg, smoke up, eh?
Well, it doesn't exactly say that. It doesn't say not to, but it doesn't encourage it. But they did have to put on an announcement saying it is not a free weed bin.
Yes, it is. That means it is. That's what I hear.
It does say bins are monitored by security personnel and disposed of by a specific service.
Yeah.
Right?
We use experts.
Is that service?
A very specific service.
Service.
These dudes show up with dreadlocks. Man. They haul it off.
Yeah.
They incinerate it.
Yeah, in their car. With all the windows rolled up.
My prediction is they're going to find other shit in there too, though.
Like angel dust?
Well, if you've got some heroin and you're like, you know what, I'm not going to risk it. You're like, maybe my trip to the USA is just the opportunity I need to kick this monkey off my back finally.
All right, we're from the service.
And so you want to ditch it. But if there's like a weed bin there, you're like, oh, I'll just throw my baggie of drugs, quote unquote, in there, and I'll just, you know. And then once if somebody actually looks in it, they won't know it was even mine. Like, no, I threw the.
So that's gonna be my line if I'm ever at a Canadian airport. Hi, I'm from the service.
Yeah, I've come to your bins.
I'm here to empty out the bin. I'm from the service.
I think all you do is you don't even really have to talk to anyone, probably. You get a jumpsuit, put a name patch on it, and go and grab one of those.
What's like, the emblem?
One of those golf carts.
Like a weed leaf with a line through it. It's the emblem.
Because if you're walking anywhere from like garbage can to garbage can.
Your golf cart makes you look official.
Right. Yeah, well, that'll give you away right away. I mean, if they actually seen walking from one end to the other.
Should I get one of those reacher things?
Absolutely. Yeah, I have one of those, the brooms with the dustpans on the stick.
Oh,
so you don't have to bend over. And just, you know, get some cigarette butts here and there. Actually, it wouldn't be butts. It would probably
gum
wrappers.
The reacher and then the dustpan.
Stick a...
So I can take the reacher and put
it
in
the
dustpan.
You got, like, the metal spatula in your back pocket to scrape the gum.
Yeah.
You got to sell the whole story. This is like Ocean's 11.
My golf cart is red, gold, and green.
Right? And I'll hide folded up inside the can.
Yeah.
a big. I wonder what you would even get though. Like, yeah, three or four people like threw away a couple joints this week.
So it's lunchtime. It means you have to go to lunch.
But you can make it a regular gig, right? I mean, you just keep showing up.
Yeah.
First of all, they bought it once. So, like, they're going to expect. It'd be weird if you didn't come back for your free next shift.
All right, see you tomorrow. They're like, what? Like, no, this is a daily thing. We got empties out every day.
And you could probably do that in an hour. Like, you just show up, run through the place, just do the drug bins.
You're from the service.
I guess not. Yeah, it says anything that passengers put in the containers is picked up and disposed of by a third-party service. No word on who that third-party service is or how it disposes of the donated pot.
Yeah.
But how do you get rid of drugs? Like, imagine you just called, like, biohazard or something.
I mean, I think
like
we're getting rid of drugs right now.
Yeah. But how do you efficiently get rid of them?
Wait a second. I have a video about this, actually.
Don't flush it down the toilet.
Yeah.
I was getting mad watching Iron Fist because everyone kept flushing their medications down the sink, and I'm like, no.
There, I found a YouTube video on how you get rid of drugs.
Right.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Hey, what's up there?
You know, I hope they don't scrap all that Netflix Marvel stuff.
Shut up, Lou.
I think when it works really well. And I think Daredevil is the instance of where it works really well. Shut up. It's my favorite part. You know, they canceled Iron Fist.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
Oh, I didn't see him over
there. I actually have Troy McClure. An ad for The Simpsons.
Well, they're getting rid of Apu, finally.
He's being...
he's officially being... not even written off the show.
First they came for the circus. We said nothing. What else did we let go?
I think it's...
there's a couple other things we just kind of let people take.
The circus was
took Retard from us.
Oh, right. Oh, they took our words from us. Yeah. All our fun words.
Yeah.
That's right. The Simpsons have, on occasion, lost characters, and they're written off in some way, like Maude.
Got killed with the t-shirt cannon.
Right.
Dr. Marvin Monroe died.
Right. Famously in, what, like season two or something, right?
Yeah. Didn't somebody else die?
I think there's like one more character that's actually died. Oh. Grimes. Grimey.
Oh, Grimey.
But...
oh, didn't Krabappel die? Didn't they say she died?
Oh, yeah. I think that was the other one. No, Apu doesn't get to die. He doesn't get to be reincarnated. He just...
Troy McClure.
We're going to stop.
Also.
We're going to stop talking about him. Do they actually talk about Troy McClure like he died? I don't think that's ever been referenced as him as being a dead character. I'd not be surprised.
From Simpsons Wiki. In show death. Death during the series. Hubert Simpson. Who the fuck is that? Oh, died in a funeral.
Flashbacks.
Oh, in the shorts.
Yeah, no flashbacks. And no Halloween specials either. No, sadly, there's no big goodbye for Apu. There's not going to be any. They just want him to quietly go away.
Oh, here you go. 16 characters who have died on The Simpsons. Beatrice Simmons.
Homer's mom.
Gladys Gurney.
Yeah.
Bleeding Gums Murphy.
Yeah, we talked about him.
Dr. Marvin Monroe. Frank Ormond.
Wasn't he the pretzel guy? Yeah.
Sherry Bobbins. That's right. Yeah, she did die. Frank Grimes.
I don't know. I'm surprised they call that as an actual death, but yeah.
Captain Tennille.
She did actually like get shredded by
Pinchy.
A jet.
Pinchy.
Pinchy. Come on, that doesn't count.
Red Barclay.
Eh.
Cause of death, beef poisoning.
I don't count the characters that died in the same episode that they were introduced.
Bob
right?
Flanders, Snowball 2.
That's not killing off a character. That's introducing a character for the purpose of using their death.
Amber Simpson.
Amber?
It's unclear if Homer's secret second wife, Amber, died from an overdose or because she stood up on a roller coaster and got decapitated. Either way, she left the world in the amusement park. And this is Mona Simpson, that's Homer's mom.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Fat Tony.
Wait, Fat Tony is dead?
He dies of a heart attack. He dies of natural causes instead of getting whacked.
Is this Journey playing? Is Don't Stop Believing
playing? Surprisingly, the show didn't really address it, replacing Fat Tony with his identical twin cousin, Fit Tony.
Wait, is he really identical?
Let's look up Fit Tony.
I mean, if he's identical, then he's not fit.
Wake up, Homer. Fat Tony. No, I'm his cousin from San Diego, Fit Tony.
Wow, I've never seen a mobster in a track suit for exercising.
And there's no better exercise than killing and disemboweling a big fat snitch.
I understand.
But TV, be more funny!
Yes, thank you. If you like greasy gangster shit, the gangsters and the deuce are the best.
So James Franco's allowed to be back?
James Franco is great in it. He plays his kind of greasy brother. There's like the cool hip brother with the long hair and the mustache. And then there's the slimy one, the sleaze bag. But he plays it. He plays the sleaze bag so well. It almost does make you wonder.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Wait a minute. Mike Tyson grows pot?
Yeah.
He does? You knew this? Was this a known thing? Is he known as a pot smoker?
Yeah.
He's shopping around a show about him as a marijuana grower. What are they going to make?
Oh, God.
Called Rolling with the Punches.
Aha, I see what they did there.
I mean, I guess if you're going to have a reality show, then you got to have a pun. And if you're dealing with pot, you got to have a pun there. So it's a double pun whammy, a duo pun. The Tyson Ranch in El Segundo. Oh, I left my wallet there. With Chuck Zito.
Hey-o.
Reprising his real-life role as Iron Mike's bodyguard and Russell Peters playing his useless best friend. Tyson told me the show is like Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's loosely based on his life. Oh, so it's not...
Oh, of course.
Oh, so it's not a reality show. No, it's an actual drama. I think, you know, this is like the Dice's show, Andrew Dice Clay's show. We had the show where he just basically plays himself. I guess, it's the Curb Your Enthusiasm thing. It's simple. I'm playing a retired boxer who is growing marijuana. It's basically me acting like me so people can get a look at what my life could be like in different scenarios.
Scenarios?
Is it good?
In different scenarios.
I smoke it all day, every day.
I smoke it all day, every day.
That's what he said. Besides growing premium pot, Tyson Ranch will feature a cultivation school to teach growers the latest technology, an edible factory, a hydro feed. I don't even know what that is, but I'm excited. And supply store, plus cabins and, quote, glamping campgrounds.
It's glamping campgrounds for stoner tourists.
For stoner tourists. I am in. I mean, I think the only thing that would keep me away from this place was the idea that I might run into Mike Tyson at some point.
Advertising marijuana and pot products is banned, but Tyson Ranch merchandise will be featured on the show. I want to go to Tyson Ranch. Field trip. We're going to the Tyson Ranch.
Where is this? Death Valley National Park.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. It's about 60 miles outside of there. Wait, where's that? Is that in, like, Nevada or something?
California.
That's in California?
Oh, yeah. It's in SoCal. What a name. Death Valley.
Is that really its name?
Yes.
It doesn't have another name.
No. It's Death Valley. Death Valley.
I mean, not to say that you would, but would you want to smoke pot with Mike Tyson?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
I think on the list of people who smoke pot, he would be like on the very bottom of it, but I don't know. What do I know? I saw, what's it called? It's that movie he was in with the tiger.
The Hangover.
The Hangover, right.
Now, haven't you ever talked to Rich, and he's talking about when Mike Tyson was talking about how he got clean, and he's clean and sober now. And they're talking about he quit everything, he quit drinking, he quit this, and he quit that, and they're like, quit smoking pot. And he's like, whoa, hey, wait a minute. Don't be crazy. Right.
Jeez. Meryl. Sorry.
They're right over there?
Yeah. Myths about marijuana debunked.
Oh, boy.
We're going to get to the bottom of this stuff finally.
Need some appropriate music.
Because, you know, there's not enough studies about this. We have to know more. Newsflash, you personally know probably a dozen personal case studies that you could that you could take real-life data from and go, wow, that guy's not destitute. That guy hasn't fucked his life up because he smoked some reefer. Myth. I don't know why you're having so the word myth. Why am I having a problem with the word myth?
God damn it.
It's why?
No, if it's going to be this bad, let's just do this.
Okay, so this is myth music?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, the first one, 420 is cop code for pot. Is it?
Yes.
It is?
No.
I didn't think so. Let's see. It's totally believable that some punky stoner could overhear the fuzz mumble 420 in a radio while also grinding the joint they just confiscated. What? Oh, grinding the joint they just confiscated under their boot heel would reclaim the phrase. Actual origin of the official stoner holiday, April 20th is more unlikely. I don't. Who wrote this? I have a problem with it. The actual origin of the official stoner holiday, April 20th, is more unlikely. What does that sentence mean? It doesn't mean anything. All right, moving on. Weed is not addictive. Sure, I mean, everything's addictive. Life is addictive. Good people don't smoke marijuana. We know this one. Marijuana causes man moves. Yeah, again. I can't say I've never seen a pot smoker with man boobs, but I've never seen a pot smoker who was otherwise fit with just saggy tits.
Yeah. Some guy's being buff, just big old man boobs.
Right, because he can't stop smoking the weed. This is intense. Are you sure this isn't the Green Acres theme? All right. What else?
Oh. Going on here?
I bet you I know where they're going. They're going to go back and they're...
Oh!
What is it? That's an actual song, though. What is that?
Run to the Hills.
Yeah.
Run to the Hills.
What is this? I mean, what, this is...
This is YouTube. This guy.
No, this is actually the guy, like, just playing over a looped beat.
And there it is. Oh, what the... Oh,
You're robbed of his big finish. I bet he was going to play all the notes.
Take on Me. Some guy did a metal version of this. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. What? What? Oh, boy. He has a buddy who can sing, apparently. Oh, so he's going to squeal with the guitar, and this guy's going to hit that high note like that one guy does.
That's not bad. What? Not exactly like what they're doing to it there, but yeah, no.
What do you want to bet these guys live in a Scandinavian country?
It's kind of. I mean, they're not really playing the song right.
What is everybody's sick fascination with Africa and Toto?
Oh, fuck, man.
Like, Weezer covered it. Why?
Not only that, it's getting play. Like,
yeah.
I decided that I'm not going to fuck around with the radio stations anymore when I drive for Lyft. It goes on to the river, and it stays on the river. Unless somebody actively is like, hey, man, get this shit off.
Down by the river.
It goes to adult contemporary alternative, which is it's fine. You know, I get dumb songs stuck in my head now, like Relentless. Oh, Jesus Christ. I couldn't get that one out of my head the other day. Drives me nuts. I mean, every once in a while you get to, oh, no, wait, we don't.
Yeah, the remix.
I can't believe the song has to be back in rotation.
And now I can't Weezer wasted time.
Now I'm guaranteed to hear it like almost every morning. I'm going to start off every day with this phone. And it's not even a good version. Like, God damn it. And every once in a while, like, I get to hear something that I actually like on that station. But mostly it's, like, harmless enough. And the songs are, like, not even catchy enough to get stuck in your head. But through repetition, it just gets drilled into it anyway. I did hear a song that I hadn't heard in forever and have a new appreciation for.
What's that?
Is it called You Give What You Get? I think we might have talked about this song before.
New Radicals?
The New Radicals, right? I heard this song on the radio.
Their greatest hit.
Right. This is like, when this song came out, I was like, whatever. I mean, what year was this?
I think we all were. 1998.
Yeah. What was I doing in 1998? Like, still listening to like grungy rock and industrial shit and maybe some techno and I don't like this song was like whatever, but God damn it, it's a good song. Like, it's a good pop song.
No, last week I worked like 80 hours in 6 days. Story for another day.
But okay.
They had a service called Muzak pumped. It's basically
powered by Deezer.
I know, right?
we play every song from halfway through point on.
It's basically internet radio from back in the day. Right. They had it in this place. They get there and it's country. I was like, no fucking way. the best I could do is a 90 station. And yeah, this would come up in the rotation. Because 90 station, you get tossed a bone, you get a rock song every once in a while. Because it was the 90s.
So, you know, so it's like 90s country, but like...
No. I switched it to a 90s station.
Oh, I got you.
Because I get there and they got the country channel on, and I was just like, absolutely not.
I thought it was all country. Like, it was all country satellite. Yeah, right? You're like, wait, every channel? God damn it.
It's the worst radio ever. No wonder this failed.
Right. And,
but this was in the rotation, so I heard this a few times last week.
Yeah, it, you know, it's not about anything, right? He's just, it's just a dumb pop song.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it may be about something. Maybe the author intends, like, the lyrics to be really deep or something, but it's a well-constructed, fun song that sounds like it's being played by a band and a singer that's, like, really into it. Like, they are having
fun. Which I was telling everybody, like, I'd rather hear songs I hated 20 years ago. And listen to country music.
Yes.
I'd rather listen to pop songs I loathed 20 years ago.
And that's what I get a lot of off the river. Songs that I would have never listened to. I would have went right past on the radio. I would have been mad that they were playing them on a station that I thought played good music. And I'm like, why do you guys want to play the Jim Blossoms? That's bullshit. But now I'm like, I'm like clinging to it like a fucking door in the middle of a ruined Titanic.
Yes.
You know, like, oh my God, at least I know this.
Exactly. So I was with that radio last week. Yeah, at least I know all this shit.
But, and every once in a while, something pops out at you and you're like, you know what? This actually stands out from amongst all that bullshit.
Yeah.
This is a song that I'm not saying I'm going to like download the New Radicals album, although I am kind of curious, knowing that this is basically one dude, like Jamiroquai style, just like never really worked with the same musician twice, just got in the studio and was like, here's the song. I mean, it's got a little bit of that kind of vibe to it, where it just sounds like competent session musicians jamming.
I heard this song way too much last week. I'm not sure if it's good. It was just stuck in my head. If this is a well-written song 20 years ago. I mean, this is definitely Tool tune. Oh, I wanted no part of the song when it was out. But it's listening to the hook.
Oh. No, it's a... Wait, Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, this is a boy band.
It is the Backstreet Boys? Or
yeah.
I like the little kind of vocoder bassy sound.
But it's like this pre-chorus and this hook. Maybe I heard it too many times last week and I was delirious.
You know, there's some songs that, you know, like this isn't a horrible song. But the production and the boy band part of it just makes it completely worthless, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But a lot of like competent musicians are writing this stuff, you know?
Yes.
Like, if somebody else sang this song, it might be actually better. So,
yes.
Like, it's those, like, when you get a catchy melody, a well-written melody in the middle of a pile of shit, that'll still stick with you.
Yeah. And I heard the original bop and was like, wow, that really wasn't a good fucking song.
No.
Like, they knew what they were doing. God damn it. Made the Dust Brothers produce it.
Right. Yeah, that's another example of, like, it's actually a good, well-produced, put-together song that is just about nothing, right?
Yeah. I tried to put on the 80s. Lasted a day. The people revolted.
But it came out at a time where, like, especially for people our age, like, music was everything, and like, music was so important, and it was saying something, you know. The artists, like, you know, like Nirvana and Rage Against the Machine had like messages that you know, this is part of a movement. And M-Bop comes out, we're like, fuck you, we're like, we're not going back to that meaningless pop shit anymore. And You get too lost up your own asshole with that shit and lose sight of, like, what is it that you like about music?
Yeah.
You know, I listen to a lot of weird, very anti-pop shit, very atonal shit sometimes, but, like, I like a good pop song.
I hit this stuff. Well. What happened to this? Like, this guy was everywhere, and then he was nowhere, just like that. I wonder what
it's like to Delamitri?
No.
Who is it? It's... No, I'm stumped. I don't know who it is. I know the song.
What's it? Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20. Rob Thomas.
Like, this guy, they were everywhere and then nowhere.
He was on iZombie.
Playing his career.
He got killed.
Yeah.
They ate his brain on iZombie. No, it's actually a running joke because the producer of iZombie, his name is Rob Thomas. And so people, I guess, confuse him sometimes. They're like, oh, you're, you know, a famous Rob Thomas. Mm-hmm. Like, you're in Matchbox 20. He's like, no, I make TV shows about girl spies and girl detectives or whatnot. Girl zombies. I make the movies that Joss Whedon or the TV shows that Joss Whedon passed on. No, I did. Actually, Veronica Mars was a good show, and so is iZombie. And my daughter enjoys them too, and you know, she could be watching worse shows for sure. Oh, what were we talking about?
I remember it's one of those shows.
This show's kind of like backwards.
Yeah,
this is like the sock that you realize has a hole in it, and so you just fold it over on itself and keep going on with your day.
Look, you're gonna keep wearing the sock.
Yeah. It'll keep popping.
But you're going to throw it out when you don't wear it.
Whatever this strain is called, I'm calling it Holy Sock. All right. One more kind of random story while we enjoy our final joint.
This could be anything.
Oh, it's a Florida man story.
Nice. Florida man.
I know this might be passé now that we've found a Florida man that turns out to be, I don't know, potentially attempted mass murderer.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't Florida man the guy who sent all those bombs.
Yeah. Wasn't
that the ultimate Florida man?
The guy that had so many Trump stickers on his truck that I actually thought, maybe this is a liberal plant. Like, like if you were filming the movie of this guy, you'd be like, oh, come on.
It's a little too on the nose.
Yeah, like just dial it back a little bit, you know? So, yeah, I hate to see what the movie version is going to be like. He's going to be driving a van with Trump shirtless riding a dragon on the side of it. No, this Florida man was spotted being a human trailer hitch. That's the picture.
So what, his boy's hanging out in the trunk holding the boat?
All right. They've got the trunk kind of propped open with the dude inside the trunk. Since they have no trailer hitch, the end of the trailer is propped up on a towel so it doesn't mar up the guy's bumper. And it's sitting on the towel and kind of inside the trunk. And the man is holding onto that, apparently, and the winch part of the trailer to haul the boat up. Mm-hmm. How do you...
Good job, Florida man. Expect nothing less.
I mean... I applaud your ingenuity, but how do you not feel like that's the way you're going to die doing that, right? I mean, it wouldn't take much.
Not dying, he's just holding the boat. I mean, who cares if somebody has to stop
right
quickly and the thing spears him through his fucking heart.
Or just somebody clips the boat.
Yeah, I know, right?
Or your fucking rickety-ass trailer, which I'm sure it's rickety-ass because... You're hauling around without even a trailer hitch for your car. What if the wheel goes out on it? The thing just kind of spins sideways. And that's even in traveling at relatively low speeds, that's really dangerous. Don't do that at home, kids. I don't know. That was just some random photo taken. Somebody luckily spotted. I don't know if this,
this
is an emergency. Had to move the boat.
Florida man never disappoints. Next story. Florida man dies when boat trailer goes through face.
Yeah, no shit. What's this? This is a trippy shit.
So we're
is this
smoking.
Fish?
It is. As I'm getting older, I'm starting to understand and appreciate fish. What the fuck? I think it's my computer. I don't think it was Deezer. I think Deezer took some shit.
Or Deezer infected your Google Play. No.
Yeah, it was right. Like,
now all your songs will play from the middle.
Oh. But anyways, it's called Berkeley Jam. It's by Fish.
Is that what we're smoking?
Because we are smoking Berkeley. Berkeley is rumored to be the super potent botany project of a student at the prestigious California University of the same name. The strain is certainly an overachiever with its extremely high THC content and lightning-fast flowering time, as short as 4 weeks. Berkeley is known to give energetic, buzzy effects that are typical of sativas. This strain will stimulate your mind, but beware, it may cause anxiety for some users.
I was going to say, I'm getting a little bit of, like, teeth buzziness, like a little bit of numbness.
It makes you energetic, happy, creative, euphoric, and focused.
That's off the charts, too. It
does not make you focused. You people heard this show. It's good for stress, depression, nausea, lack of appetite, pain. It'll make you anxious. Give you dry eyes, dry mouth, make you paranoid, give you a bit of a headache.
If you are prone to anxiety, if you're smoking cannabis because you like how calm it makes you feel, I would not say that this is a strain for you. I mean, I'm not mad at what fish are doing when I hear it in small doses.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really just vamping, right?
Yeah.
That's all this is right now.
I mean, that's fine. They're competent enough musicians.
But I don't hate it.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, this especially just sounds like watered-down Herbie Hancock to me.
Yeah. But if I gotta have it on in the background of my headphones while I'm working, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. You could do worse.
Yes.
I started in the middle.
The theme of the day.
It's been Deezer-fied.
Deezer-fied. Oh. Hey, if you're in Michigan, go vote.
If you're in the U.S., go vote.
Yes.
Or, you know, whatever country. Hopefully you can vote in your country, and if you can, and it makes a difference, do so.
Don't fuck this up, Michigan. Don't fuck this up. All right. We all collectively fucked up the last time. Let's not have another last time, everybody.
Yeah, I guess when last time we just weren't ready.
Is that what we're calling it? Hey, we are on social media at the Weezer 420 on Twitter, at the Weezer Podcast on Instagram. You can always email us, the Weezer Podcast, ChristopherMedia.net. New shows Tuesdays, Fridays, sometimes Wednesdays and Saturdays. Weed's involved. But stay high.
Stay high.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.